This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. With the weekly feed cattle report from the Southern Plains Auctions, here's cattle market analyst Ed Zerwin.
This is Ed Zerwin with CZ Cattle Market Analytics with the weekly fed cattle recap for week ending July 7th. The feedlot cattle trades jumped up $5 to $6 late in the week, and the cash sales volume increased quite a bit again. And last year the prices got steady then and did improve some until in August when it collapsed again. And the five-area formula sales volume totaled 219,000 head compared to 253,000 the previous week, so a big drop there. But the five-area total cash steer and heifer volume was 158,000 head compared to 110,000 head the previous week, so a very big jump there. And the national cash sales this week included 26,200 head of 15 to 30-day delivery, which was up about 6,000 head higher than the previous week. And the nationally reported forward contract cattle harvest was about 25,000 head. And the Packers have only about 135,000 head of forward contracts for July. And now looking at the prices, the weekly weighted average cash steer price for the five-area region was $112.63, and that was $5.76 higher for the week. And the weighted average cash dress steer price for the five-area region was $178.77, and that was $8.87 higher. And the five-area weighted average formula price was $174.46, and that was $4.94 lower than the previous week. And the estimated weekly total FIS cattle harvest was 565,000 head compared to 547,000 head the same week last year. And the current year-to-date total is about 480,000 head higher than last year. And the latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending June 23rd was 858 pounds, and that was up 2 pounds from the previous week, but that compared to 855 pounds the same week last year. And the choice select spread was $9.32 on Friday, compared to $13.39 the previous week, and a $16.33 spread last year.
With the weekly box beef report, again from the Southern Plains Auction, here's cattle market analyst Ed Zerwin.
This is Ed Zerwin with CZ Cattle Market Analytics with the weekly box beef trade recap for week ending July 7th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 208.03, and that was $3.93 lower compared to the previous Friday, and it's following the previous year's declines that normally last until fall. And there was 591 loads sold for the week in the daily box beef cutout, which was about 10% of the total sales. And the weekly average choice cutout that includes all types of sales, including the daily spot cutout, it was 208.28, and that was $4.23 lower, and the sales volume continued to drop again. There was 5,840 total loads sold for the week, and that was 432 loads lower than the previous week. And the outfront sales, which don't get delivered for at least 22 days, they were 957 loads, and that was 308 loads lower than the previous week. And the exports, as reported on this box beef report, were 876 loads, and that was 141 loads higher compared to the previous week, and about 15% of the total sales. And the formula sales, They were at 3,222 loads, and that was only one load higher than last week and about 55% of the total loads sold for the week. Taking a look at the major primal cuts, the weekly average choice chuck primal was one lower and the round primal was three higher this week. And the weekly average choice rib primal was 12 lower and the loin primal was 14 lower. And the cow meat prices dropped again, wiping out last week's improvements. The daily cow cutout ended the week 40 cents lower at 175.98, and those 90% trimmings were $1.77 lower at 221.18 on Friday compared to the previous Friday. And the latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for week ending June 30th showed 23,452 metric tons of fresh beef, which was about 500 metric tons higher than the previous week, and year-to-date the total was still 5% higher than last year. And looking at the top four countries' year-to-date volume, Australia was 2% higher, Canada was 10% higher, New Zealand was 9% higher, and Mexico was 6% higher.
The Jersey County Fair continues today with the Open Cattle Show starting at 8 a.m. Tomorrow night is the rodeo beginning at 7 p.m. Saturday is the Open Swine Show at 8 a.m. and the Open Dairy Show at 9 a.m. Be sure to come out to the Jersey County Fair for some family fun and local agriculture. Gillespie FFA will be selling sweet corn this week from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the United Methodist Church parking lot in Gillespie. Be sure to get some sweet corn before it's too late. This Saturday, the 14th, the Carlinville FFA Alumni Association will be hosting a tractor drive departing from the Macoupin County Historical Grounds. Drivers are asked to be there and register by 8:45 a.m., and the drive will actually begin at 9 a.m. There's a $5 registration fee, and all money raised will be given back to the Carlinville FFA chapter. All tractors are welcome, but they must be able to run 8 miles per hour. For more information, contact Lynn Heyer by calling 217-825-7154 or call Matt Slidham at 217-710-8339. That's all the time we have on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.